It's time for the Daily Dust. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so today, all right, this is what I found out today. Brian Austin Green, who is now 51, had emergency surgery for a perforated appendix.
I went to a couple different emergency rooms in the valley around where I live. It was really, really crowded. So I ended up leaving. I went to the emergency room for Providence, Cedars-Sinai, and they were fantastic.
That sounds so scary. They were so busy, he had to go to different places. Jurassic Park superstar Sam Neill is taking a stand for everyone who refuses to use the self-checkout at the supermarket. Grandpa. Oh, and he'll also be in the next Godzilla movie. Diego Luna of Andor Disney Plus series shared the story of being stopped by an airport security person while he was carrying his blaster from the show. He was actually kind of hungover. I'm sure it was a little scary.
And the work is so realistic. It's so, like, meticulously, like, real from a galaxy far, far away. But I was stopped in security in Heathrow, and the guys, like, unwrapped the thing, and they were like, oh, what is that? Good. And I was trying to grab it to say, no, it's just a prop. And everyone, no, don't touch it. And I'm like...
That's so hilarious. I can't even imagine. He had to show photos of the prop to get to keep it. Valerie Bertinelli apparently briefly dated Steven Spielberg 45 years ago, and she never got her bowling shirt back when they broke up. Wait, what? That's a good question to ask her when we talk with her next week. And Maggie Wheeler, who played Janice on Friends, believes she got a sign from Matthew Perry.
After Matthew died, I was in a neighbor's pool, and I was alone, and I was thinking about my brother, and I said, look out for him. And two hawks flew over my head. I mean, one circled around and came and got the other one, and it flew past me. So that was a beautiful moment.
Oh, that's so sweet. Steven Tyler's daughter Mia says he started tying scarves to his microphone so he could hide pills in them. In her latest podcast episode, Meghan Markle reflected on her 2020 miscarriage, linking her experience to that of guest Reshma Saujani, who's an American lawyer, politician, civil servant, and the founder of the nonprofit organization Girls Who Code.
As you were doing Girls Who Code, all the interpersonal things that are happening for you at that time, and the miscarriages that you've experienced, I've spoken about the miscarriage that we experienced.
Yeah.
It always feels like she's tying her life to the other person. Okay, I'll move on. A sneak peek photo from Johnny Depp's new film, Day Drinking, has surfaced. Oh! In them, he has long gray hair and a beard to match and blue contact lenses. But it isn't the unrecognizable look that has the internet freaking out. It's just Johnny Depp as a silver fox. And the Life of Chuck trailer was released starring Tom Hiddleston and Mark Hamill. Oh, my goodness.
When you look up at the night sky, it can tell you stuff about your future. It won't lie to you. It's pure that way. You might see a lot more than you wanted, but if you have heart, you have hope. And you have heart in you.
My gosh, a movie like that with Mark Hamill? We all need that right now, and it's in select theaters June the 6th. Oh, and a dirt alert. Y'all, the Wendy's fast food chain social media game is awesome. They made fun of Katy Perry's space flight, tweeting, quote, can we send her back? Then Kesha piled on by posting a picture of herself sipping from a Wendy's cup. It's the tea. Actually, no, it's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.